Experts with the Regional Public Health Authority are advising that the flu season is nearing its peak and are inviting the public to take efforts to reduce its spread. Dr. Carol McConnery, a medical consultant with the Outaouais Public Health Department, explained that they measure the presence of influenza in the population through multiple indicators. She said that positive lab tests have increased from roughly 6-8% in December to roughly 18% this month, and they've also seen an increase in people calling their helpline with influenza symptoms. She added that the numbers were in line with what they typically see in winter, though the timing of the peak varies year to year.
Let's say we tested 100 people at the end of December. The positivity rate, which means how many of those 100 were positive, was probably about 6-8%. And now we're near, 18-19% of positivity. So we also follow the lab surveillance, but we also follow how many people call Info Santé with a cough and fever, and how many people visit the emergency room for cough and fever. But that doesn't mean that it's only influenza, because there's a whole bunch of viruses that are circulating right now. But we do have some data on influenza A, which is going up, and we're thinking that we'll get to the peak of the influenza season in the next couple of weeks, and then influenza B that's starting to climb a little bit, which is normal. Usually it's influenza A and then followed by influenza B.
She said that in addition to vaccination, there were several ways that the population can reduce the spread of influenza, including wearing a mask in crowded places or avoiding visiting vulnerable populations like seniors if you're exhibiting symptoms. The seasonal influenza vaccines take about 2-14 days to become effective, and McConnery said that those who choose to get vaccinated are less likely to experience complications or severe outcomes if they do catch the virus.
There's still time to get the vaccine, because we haven't peaked yet and the viruses are circulating. Of course, we don't have a vaccine for all these viruses that are circulating, but for the influenza vaccine, for the COVID vaccine, it takes about 2-14 days before they start to work, but they're available, they're free, they're safe, and they work pretty good to decrease the complications. They won't prevent every case of influenza or COVID, but people who are vaccinated get less complications. And what we want to invite the population today is to, if you're not vaccinated, to get the vaccine.
Influenza vaccinations are available for free, and appointments can be booked through the Clic Santé online portal or by contacting your local clinic or pharmacy. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.